ladies and gentlemen, it's game time. And here's your hosts, Megan and Melissa.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Hello, and welcome to Game Time.
Game Time.
I'm Megan.
I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Zach. I'm the contestant.
Hi, contestant.
That's me.
Yay. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a super swell man. Strongest man on earth.
Did you say swell or swole?
Both.
Okay. Swell.
Both. I run really fast. outrun all. Everyone chases me. And that's
like,
me.
Can't chase that Zach. Can never
can't catch
him.
Me. Can't do it.
Catch him if you can.
All right.
You can't.
Can't catch me.
Well, you're in a room right now, trapped. I could probably catch you.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the issue I'm having.
You got you locked in.
The doors are locked, but I'm still ready to fight my way out using my superior trivia knowledge.
All right,
awesome. Tell us your year, your major, what you do for radio.
I'm a third year computer science major. I am a productions manager here at UCLA Radio, meaning that I am actually a really big deal, like the biggest.
You're the big deal.
I'm
big
the biggest
dealer.
Of big deals.
What would you say is your favorite thing that you have produced as production manager?
That I've produced?
Or your favorite, I don't know, anything.
Do you want me to be serious? I'll be serious, I guess.
Yeah, okay, sure.
We had this band in here. I can't remember what they're called. Anyways, I set up for this band, Idlewild, that was in here. It was this cool shoegaze band. Scarlet knows them.
Shoegaze.
They're really cool. I set them up in January, and they were really happy to... have me be their producer, I guess.
Well, we're really happy to have you be here.
I am glad to be here, too. I'm really excited.
Cool.
I've been waiting for this since I heard the show existed.
Yes. I'm excited. People are excited about us being excited
people
about
are excited. That's a true statement. Somewhere in the world, people are... Anyways.
Okay, so we got a few segments up for you. We, of course, have the news. Later on, we're going to have some animal facts and then some science
Those
for you.
Those are my three favorite types of facts.
So. Yes. Perfect.
I'm down.
So are you ready for your first segment?
Yes.
All right. Oh, my gosh. He's so gung-ho.
Yes.
I'm ready.
I got a liner for this. Are you ready for the liner?
Let's hear it.
Broadcasting live on UCLAradio.com. This is Hold Up, I Got This. Bringing headlines to you from around the world.
Sorry.
That blended in perfectly.
That was cool. That was a cool little thing you did.
Thanks.
I'm ready though. I'm ready for the trivia.
All right, you want to start this off, Megan?
Sure.
So this works like two truths and a lie. We're going to give you three headlines, and only one of them is correct, and you have to guess the correct one.
So it's actually two lies and a truth.
It's like the NPR one. Yeah, it's two lies and a truth.
It's called Hold Up, I Got This, based off of Wait, Wait. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. Okay, got it. Understand.
All right. And another thing, especially, I themed them all. They're all themed.
Ooh.
So
question one's theme is water. Okay, and one of these is true. Is it A, Omaha fire hydrant runs dry due to drought? B, heat in Africa so extreme water evaporates within minutes? Or is it C, running tap water creates frozen waterfall?
Only one of those is true, right?
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to say B.
Heat in Africa so extreme water evaporates within minutes?
Yeah.
What?
It is actually C. Running tap water creates frozen waterfall.
Is this a news story?
Yes, yeah, this is in China.
But I guarantee there's parts of Africa in which the water evaporates. Okay.
Maybe.
Fine.
Maybe.
All right.
Guarantee.
Well,
I'm going to contest
minutes,
this.
That's kind of boiling is 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So the water would have to reach 100
okay,
degrees.
Okay, you're right. No, that doesn't even make sense. I'm stupid. You're right. All right. Tell me the sea story. I want to hear it.
The sea story? That was basically it. If there's pictures of it, it's a running tap water in an apartment complex in China, and basically they ran it, and it, like, I don't know how, but it's coming out of the window, and it's just this frozen waterfall. It's kind of pretty.
That sounds beautiful.
Sounds like a glorious thing.
All right, next question. This one is about children and Chinese food.
My two favorite things to eat.
What? All right, A... Girl, 13, chokes on Chinese food saved by homeless man. B, boy, 6, stole car to get Chinese food. Or C, boy, 9, found working full-time in Chinese restaurant.
Oh, man. I'm going to say I'm going to say B, the kid stole the car.
That is correct.
I just knew that a kid would do that.
A kid would do that.
And did.
And did. So, true story.
It was in China?
I don't have no clue, actually.
No, I think it... Did I remember this story from a while ago. Yeah, she wrote this quiz. But I think that I remember this story taking place in America, because where else would a kid steal a car to go get food?
You
yeah,
gotta
you're
be
right.
Privileged.
She's got to check his car privilege. That sounds like a Midwest type of thing.
Yeah, not all.
Do they have Chinese
not else,
food in the Midwest?
Yeah, I don't know.
They definitely do.
Okay,
it's
I'll
like,
trust you.
They only eat that, and then like cows that they slaughter themselves.
No.
Those are the two things.
Oh.
Do they?
They.
All right. Next question.
Question three is about goats. So, which one is true? A, girl rescued by goat after falling in lake. B, 911 call for help turns out to be goat. Or C, man sued for using goat to pull himself in wagon.
What the hell? None of these are true.
One of them is
one
true.
I'm
going to
say A,
true.
The girl is saved by the goat.
That Oh, no, I don't have my sound effects pulled up. That is...
What?
Actually, it was 911 call for help turns out to be goat.
What? When was this?
Sounded like this. It was a goat yelling like a man. For real, it happened. I watched the video.
I like how you had that clip ready and waiting.
I actually just downloaded it.
Okay.
My goat impression.
How did he dial the phone?
It was not okay. Kids dial the
911
all
have,
the time.
Some phones have the 911 button on it, so all you have to do is press that button and it calls 911.
He's still a goat, though.
He's still.
How do you know it was a he? Could be a she. She goat.
She goat.
Who says there's just a gender binary here? It could be maybe a gender queer goat.
I don't know, if it were
maybe it was a male trans female goat. I don't know. Let's not get into that.
He also uses the phone to make doctor's appointments and, you know.
What?
I don't know. If he's doing all these human-ish things, what are you looking
Man,
at?
Man, this is a crazy goat.
Anyway.
Crazy goat.
It's the best goat I've ever heard of. I heard of plenty of goats.
Have you?
Yeah, they make lots of noise outside my house.
Yeah, me too.
You have goats?
You have goats?
I have peacocks near my house, and they are the loudest.
I was making up the goats thing. If you actually have peacocks, it's cool.
No. Oh, I actually have goats. I was going to get really excited that we had a connection.
We just have, like, small children that have been abandoned by their parents.
Close enough.
It's called Westwood.
Oh. All right. Question number four. This one is about sorority girls and homeless people.
Who?
A, Indiana sorority girls attend totally cute homeless-themed party. B, Ohio sorority girl left stranded at club, found 3 days later mistaken as a homeless.
As a homeless.
C, Florida sorority girls taken homeless, nurse to full health.
I actually read this story. This is A.
That is? Oh, did
you turn the sound off?
Did
I can see.
How did I? Oh, you can see everything.
That is
correct.
Woo!
Yay.
Well, you know, except not.
There are pictures of this, and it's kind of...
This is like the Mexican-themed party all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or did anyone else read that email?
Yeah, I read it.
Oh, my gosh, I died.
Enraging white liberals across the country. Yeah. That just made me, like, really glad that I wasn't involved in Greek life when I read that email. I was like, this is just, like, a regular thing.
Except that it's not in Greek life, because I'm in Greek life, and it was still really funny.
All the comments on it were like, yeah, when I was in sorority, I got these all the time.
On the East Coast.
Yeah.
There's also her Twitter comments. There's this sorority girl who sent a really angry email to all of her sorority mates, her sisters, I guess they're called. So if you don't know,
sisters.
Look it up. It's very...
It is hilarious. Very, I'm sorry. It's
hilarious, but I like... Everyone's like, yeah, you go, girl, in the comments. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like,
I think that those are sarcastic.
Crazy. I mean, whatever. I can't support that level of magnitude of
I'm not
hatred.
Supporting it. I'm just saying that it's hilarious.
It was kind of funny.
It's just so over the top. Like, the things that... It's about, like, Greek week and impending Greek week events, and it's just, like, so... So
She's just so
top.
Hateful towards all these girls in her sorority.
Yeah.
Why you gotta hate?
Why you gotta hate?
What's with
Why
the haters?
You gotta hate, sis.
So, question
All right, so
five.
we are 2 for 2, so you have to win. You have to get this one right.
Have
you
this one right to win?
You need one more to win.
Do you have some dramatic music for me?
Do you want some? I actually do, but...
It's all right. We don't need it.
Oh, I'll have it ready for the next round.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 4 is about animals and people. So, which one is true? A, baby panda, lost and starved, is found and fed, won't let go of rescuer. B,
I wish
chiropractors adjust elephants, gerbils, even snakes. Or C, family horse, frightened by new house pet, injures owner.
I'm struggling with this because they all sound ridiculous. I don't know why the news would report on C, so I'm going to say A.
A is?
What the hell?
It's actually incorrect. B. Chiropractors adjust elephants, gerbils, even snakes. Is this his real name?
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Wait, his name is Dr. Giggleman.
Dr. Gene Giggleman.
You guys got trolled and you think this was a real story.
No. It's on NBC.
Dr. Gene on the Onion. Giggleman was a veterinarian who thought chiropractors were quacks. Since then, he straightened out thousands of dogs and cats, not to mention the occasional snake, hamster, gerbil,
Jeez.
And guinea pig.
That's crazy. I'm
so
glad I learned that today.
Unfortunately, you did not win this round of Hold Up, Hold Up, I Got This.
Damn it!
But you still have two more games to win, and I think you're going to do pretty swell at this, those games.
Pretty splendid.
Pretty splendid. For those of you who don't know, it is 422 Earth Day, so I will be playing Earth Day-related songs for you.
Do it.
All Earthy. Right.
This is
electric
you
car.
Have something to say?
Yeah, I do. It's my sister's 18th birthday today. So, awesome. Claudia, if you're listening or listening to this podcast, happy birthday. I'm thinking of you.
Have a great one, Claudia.
Yeah. All right.
Foster.
I have Electric Car by They Might Be Giants, a very Earth Day theme song. All right. Next up, we have Animal Facts, so stay tuned. This is UCLAradio.com.
It's game time.
Game time.
I'm Megan.
I'm Melissa.
I'm the contestant, Zach.
Zach, he is not winning right now.
No.
Yeah, not really.
That's okay. You've got two more rounds to redeem yourself.
Okay, I got to get in the zone.
Get in the auto zone.
Okay, I'll get in that zone.
Probably the hippiest songs of all time.
Apparently you don't eat animals.
I don't. Actually, I went vegan today because it is Earth Day.
Today only, or just permanently today?
Oh,
just for today.
Roast beef.
No, it's okay. I'm vegetarian most days.
I just recall you going to get fried chicken with me about a month ago, and I just wanted to point that out to listeners.
Flexitarian. I reduce my meat because it makes me sad when I think about animals in my tummy.
It makes me sad too, but they taste great.
A little bit. Okay. Well, speaking of animals. This is our next game for you. Where is it? It sounds like this.
This is the Call of the Wild.
So we're going to be asking
the monkey.
I added that one in. So we're going to be asking you fun facts about animals. That's when you have to
Fun facts.
Yeah, it's multiple choice, so we'll be giving you four options and you will choose the correct one.
Okay, sounds good.
Are you ready?
Indeed.
Alright, why don't you get this started, Megan?
Alrighty, Melissa. So question one. This animal can only eat when its head is upside down. Is it A, a camel, B, a flamingo, C, a blue whale, or D, a deer?
Holy crap. I don't think any of them. I'm gonna say a
Think about it.
Don't help him.
I'm just telling him to think.
Think about it. Thanks for the help. I'm going to say flamingo.
Flamingo is correct.
Correct.
Awesome.
Another fun fact is that flamingos are found on all continents except Australia and Antarctica.
Really?
Yeah, really. That is a true thing. All right. Next question. This animal can sleep for 3 years. Is it A, a snail, B, salamander, C, bear, or D, rabbit?
That's got to be a bear, right?
That is...
Oh, no, you're right.
Incorrect.
Bears only sleep for the winter.
They just sleep for the winter, but I was thinking maybe they could sleep longer. I was wrong, though.
No.
Who is it?
Snails.
The snails. Those little buggers.
Snails.
Yeah, snails, I mean, sometimes, you know, all that sliming just poops you right out. And you got to sleep for a few years.
Sliming too hard.
I have to say,
sleep till 2015.
I'm not squirmy when it comes to insects, but when it comes to like snails and slugs, I'm a little bit like,
I remember at age 6, my brother would eat snails. And
When you were age six, and he was older?
When I was 6, he was 4. He would just pick the snails up off the ground and eat them.
Did you encourage
him?
I remember just being like, what the hell? Like running around. Just totally freaked out. It was gross. It still is gross to think about. Those things are
my brother used to eat
gnarly.
Dog food.
People still do that.
I know. He did it for a creepily long time.
All right, you want to read us the next question?
I do. So question 3. This animal has hair on its eyes. Is it A, a honeybee, B, a porcupine, C, a horse, or D, a platypus?
It's a honeybee.
That is correct.
A horse, really? I've seen a horse. There's no hair on a horse's eyes.
But they have beautiful eyelashes. So I thought, you know, if you actually have seen a horse, that you might think of
overthink
the hair.
It. I got you. You're playing tricks on me, but I'm too smart. Too smart for
too
that.
Too smart.
Yeah.
Well, honeybees have hair on their eyes to collect more pollen.
Makes sense.
And another fun fact, Melissa means honeybee in Latin. Hmm. That's where I get my name.
That's fun.
That's a
fun
fact.
You have hair on your eyes?
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like there's hair on my eyes because I'm allergic to practically everything.
Well, sometimes your eyelash falls off and it's in your eye.
Yeah. And so, and like when you wake up really hungover and you like didn't drink enough water, it feels like your eyes are all hairy.
Okay.
All right.
Because they're so dry.
All right.
That's just me.
This one's pretty. I think you can.
You're gonna get this one. It's a well-known one.
Why don't you just tell me?
Okay. This is the only animal that can fly backwards. Is it a ladybug, a hummingbird, a honeybee, or a swallow?
Hummingbird.
That is, of course, correct.
Thought I'd throw in an easy one. So question 5. This animal is attracted to the color blue twice as much than any other color. Is it A, a bull, B, a gecko, C, a mosquito, or D, a dog?
I think it's a mosquito.
That is correct.
Awesome.
Yay! Which means that you won Call of the Wild.
Yes!
I added so many sound effects to your library.
These are great.
This is beautiful.
I'm going to use this in my show, which is not a game show.
Not allowed.
What is your show, by the way?
My show is on 3 to 5 Wednesdays. Cranberry Chutney, where we play the latest Chutney jams. You can get all your cranberry friends down to and have a great time.
Wait,
I don't know.
Did you say Chutney
Jams? Yeah, what exactly
jams?
Are Chutney Jams?
So Chutney Jams. So, like, you know when you're eating the, what's the sandwich at BCAF that has the sauce
has
in it?
Chutney? Turkey?
Yeah, the turkey sandwich. It's got that cran chut in the middle of it. And it's like, it's sweet, but at the same time, it's got like little bits of flavor in it. You know, that's like what chutney jam is. It's sweet. It makes you smile, but at the same time, it makes you think.
Do you ever choke on one of those pieces of chut?
Chunk
chut? Do you ever have parts in your show where you're like...
No.
I would
generally not. No, not really.
Chunks.
So well, check out Cran Chut 2013.
Yes.
Wednesdays at 3 to 5. The latest music from all of our favorite music players.
Yeah. Game Time approved. So if you're looking for music, check that out.
Oh.
All right. So our last question was about mosquitoes. So surprise, surprise. Guess what song I want to play? It's called Mosquito.
Girl music.
You're listening to Game Time on UCLAradio.com. Next up, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves. Get to know us a little.
Get a little know a little bit then, about you.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to play our final round. This is Game Time on UCLAradio.com. Welcome back. You are tuned into UCLAradio.com. My name is Melissa.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Zach. I'm the contestant today.
Hi, contestant today.
That's me.
Zach. All right. So Zach is currently, we are tied. He won one game, lost one.
We're tied.
We have one more game after this short little segment.
What is the segment called?
Do you really want to know? Do you really, really want to know?
Yes.
Time to get to know us.
Do you like our goofy music?
It's goofus.
You know
it's a goof troop.
So tell us about your weekend.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
I went to Coachella for the first time. So after my 21st birthday last Wednesday, I was part of my like celebration and I went to Coachella and it was really, really amazing.
It's pretty crazy.
And you said that you went weekend one?
I was there weekend one, yeah. Who was your favorite?
I was right up in the front for Vampire Weekend, who was my favorite. Like, the
Vampire Weekend was pretty good.
Yeah, I was right. I was at the railing, and they put me on the big screen.
Guess who introduced her to Vampire Weekend?
And his face looked at my face. His face looked right at my face.
Our faces both looked at each other.
Yep.
She had an out-of-body experience. That's what her text said to me.
It's true. Well, really? I'd also been standing there for, like, 6 hours, and had, like, and they kept, like, spraying us with water and, like, giving us ice cubes, which I put into my bra. Well, it felt very good. And then, like, giving us free water and stuff, but it was still, like, really hot. No, but number
one... It was pretty hot when I was there, too. It's always hot. I mean, it's the desert.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, it was really crazy. But I think probably my greatest accomplishment was the fact that... Listeners who have never seen me before, I am Ginger. And I did not get sunburned.
I know, neither did I. And I'm really Irish, and
white
I get burned
people.
In, like, 10 seconds.
Wow, I'm so proud so of you. You finally understand.
I SPF'd up. It was... Intense.
I put on sunscreen once and I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
I put on sunscreen every hour.
Yeah,
for three
I reapplied.
Days, for 3 days. I went through a giant bottle of it and I was like, still kind of got burned, but I was okay.
I got some sun, but I didn't get burned.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. I think my favorite was the XX because
I liked them too.
That was a really cool show. And it was just like really creepy. They're just creepy people.
Yeah, they had lasers.
Yeah.
I made a friend during XX because my friends wanted to go see Two Door Cinema Club and I was like, nope.
Plebs. I also really like James Blake, but James Blake's always good.
I didn't see him.
That's unfortunate.
Oh.
The Lumineers I really liked. We were pretty close for Monsters and Men, but those are kind of cutesy bands that I really like. I went with my roommate girls.
Sorority sisters.
Stop. I wasn't going to say that.
My roommate girls.
My roommate girls. Is that what I said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And who did you go with?
I went with our friend Monica. You know Monica.
I know Monica.
I went with Lauren Uba.
Lauren, I know
fellow
Lauren.
Manager.
She is also one of used to be a host of Pants Off Dance Off.
Yeah,
which
yeah
we have,
she was the old Podo member.
We're both DJs on that show as well. So Podo forever.
I'm Podo 2.0.
Yeah, you replaced her. Yeah,
when she was in London.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Who else did I go with? I ran into Ryan Baker a couple times.
Your co-host?
My Cranchette co-host. 3 to 5 p.m. Wednesdays, UCLAradio.com. That was mainly it, yeah. We just had a pretty small group. There's a ton of people there. John Maslin was there. We didn't see him.
Yeah.
Our radio GM.
He's going to be on our show sometime. We're going to have to come up with some pretty spiffy questions.
Who's the
him.
One who said that they were number one smartest? Was that you?
That's me. That's
okay.
Right here. Yeah.
Well, you're one for one right now.
Well, that doesn't mean I haven't lost yet.
So, yeah, that's going to come up. tell us about your previous radio show.
My previous radio show to Cranchette?
Yeah, the one last quarter.
I had a show called Cosmos, which is now taken over by my lovely intern, Liliana, who's now changed the name to Post Cosmos. And she still carries it on in the same time slot. It's a great show. Play like spacey, Brian Eno-style ambient music. She's like way better taste than me, so like she would be better at the show than me.
That's awesome.
I would end up just playing like Lil B halfway through because I'd get tired of it. And she like would stick with the set versus, you know... I didn't have the self-control for that. But
you also talked about science a lot, didn't you?
We tried to. And it ended up turning into, like, we were talking about pheromones, and then we get a call, and it was Lauren Uba claiming to be a love doctor. Day drunk, 4 p.m. on a Thursday.
No!
And then she would talk about, like how pigeons have sex for 35 minutes on air, and we'd just be like, okay, let her talk.
I did talk about...
It was humorous.
Penis fencing.
Yeah, no, you did that too. Yeah, you
I
called
did
in.
That. Pigs have half-hour orgasms.
Yeah, I think we had that discussion at some point, too, yeah, about pigs.
Science is weird.
So it's okay that we eat them. They have a good time.
We had a good time on Cosmos. Just had to let it go, you know?
Yeah.
Back to the chut.
You had to come back to Earth.
Come back to the Karen chut style.
Speaking of Earth, today is Earth Day, and I am...
That's the day.
I am decked out in my Earth gear. I've got kangaroo earrings, my Go Green shirt, and a little pin that says, I heart clean air.
But that was a good pin. I like that pin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My attire is not nearly as green. My attire is just like, I haven't
it's
done
red.
Laundry in 3 weeks, and this is all that's left.
My attire
well,
is...
Well, you're saving on water.
Yeah, that's good,
that's
though.
That's true.
Right there.
Yeah, my attire is, I haven't slept for more than 3 or 4 hours
did,
in,
did
you
know, camp at Coachella?
A bit. No, I did not. Which
that,
I
that's
think
like
is a good decision.
A recipe to never sleep.
Yeah.
We
had a hotel, but the hotel was like a half hour drive away.
Yeah.
And
we did
like
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes like an hour to just get out of the parking lot
exactly.
If you leave at the end of the night. So it was still like a long drive but it had
still
a shower
fun.
And stuff.
Still fun.
Yeah, it was really it was amazing. Amazing.
And the rumors are they already signed Daft Punk for next year. So.
Really?
They yeah. say that? They say that...
But see, this year they actually have an album, and they were at Coachella this year. They just didn't do anything.
I guess you could make that argument.
So it we'll actually see. Makes sense.
We shall see.
Admittedly, they do say that every year, though.
They always say that Daft Punk's going to be there, mm-hmm. and it hasn't happened in a while. I don't know.
Since 07, actually.
That's cute. I mean, cool. the whole set. I liked everything. I liked it all.
You liked it
pretty
all.
Much.
It was pretty great.
Don't think I could handle the weekend of not sleeping and standing.
I got tons of sleep in this place we were at.
Did you camp?
I slept like a baby. No. We were in like a little house.
Aww,
we
rented the house.
Little Zach in
it was on a
little
golf course.
House.
Yeah, it was really quiet because it was
slept
on a golf
like
course.
Slept like a little baby.
Oh, I love
slept
golf.
Like a babe. And also, I just like don't go that hard. Like, they open it. They open at noon, and I wouldn't get there till like 3 every day.
Yeah.
So like the hot part of the day was already over when I would get there, so I was just like, you know, whatever.
The hardest part of the day when we were there, like we like were looking at, you know, the weather, and it would actually get hot, the hottest of the day at like 3 or 4. And we were like, hey,
I guess
cool.
it does, but it's like you get there and you know that it's only going to get better versus like
yeah.
you get there and you're like, it's only going to get hotter and it's so hot, like it's depressing.
You know yeah. what? I went to FYF and I already could not handle that.
See, FYF like, is like the best. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was like second. This happened in early September.
See,
but
here's the thing about FYF, though. Were you really drunk the whole time?
No, I was not.
There you go. That's
I like to be sober for my
that's
concert.
What you say until you go to FYF drunk and you're like, this is the most fun ever.
Really? Okay.
It's so much more fun.
You with your sunscreen, that's a true story, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we brought it. We actually got it so that
tell
this year. Golden. Okay, so basically, this was Lonuba's idea. She did it before me. We got a bunch of those big sunscreen bottles. We squeezed out all the sunscreen into a giant, like, gallon-sized sack, which we then froze in the freezer, which was hilarious. We did that. That's another story. And then we had all these empty sunscreen bottles. We just filled them up with vodka.
Yeah.
And then put the sunscreen top back on. And we just got through. And except my friend had one of those mini backpacks on with 8 sunscreen bottles. He was like, why do you have so many sunscreen? He's like, I'm really white. And the guy's like, okay. And now Golden Voice actually has like a new rule that they can't let you bring in sunscreen.
It's because of you.
They have to open the top and smell it before they let you bring it in.
Well, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't just us, but like we were the only ones that were like squirting them in our mouths.
But question, would that not taste like sunscreen?
Oh, it was probably a good 15% sunscreen.
Okay.
It was poison. We shouldn't have been drinking it, but you know, we were drunk already.
Alcohol's poison anyway.
It's true.
So.
But drinking sunscreen is probably more poisonous.
I have more fun than any of you sober, so.
Yeah, okay. Fight me.
Yeah. Well, I was at Coachella on 420. So
yeah, that's a little cray.
Oh no.
Yeah, so what I told you, like, I was like so excited about Vampire Weekend and I was like freaking out, and then like I realized that like I may actually like everyone in the crowd
be the
around
only
me.
Sober person here.
Yeah, no, I don't think I was though, because it's everyone secondhand. Around me, and I was like I could smell it like constantly for like 3 hours. I was like, I think that I may actually have accidentally
I might have accidentally got stoned as shit.
Weekend one, cloud of
I was like, am I just really excited or am I like too excited?
We had a sandstorm weekend one. So
oh, yeah,
as we were driving out of the parking lot, we went.
Yeah.
That was pretty lame.
Deruda. What is it? Deruda.
Deruda.
Yeah, so weekend one, cloud of dust. Weekend two, cloud of weed smoke.
Dope.
Dope.
Yeah. I mean, there was plenty of dust. It just stayed.
Do you know? Is there? There's a weekend three, right?
No.
No.
They do two. It was a big deal when they just expanded to 2 weekends last year.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would just immediately go to 3.
Okay. I had no clue. I think it might work.
And there were a lot of people.
They could do it like every day for a month and people would go.
Yeah. Well, like, I met a lot of people who went both weekends.
Yeah, but
rich people.
I just can't see that being fun. The second weekend, you've already seen everybody.
Well, maybe like, some people, yeah, went
to catch
other
the
ones
you didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
Like, I really wanted to see the tan lines, but that would have meant losing my spot.
I love tan lines.
Yeah. I know, because you showed them to me.
Oh, yeah. All right, so next up on our game show, we're going to be playing...
The final game.
The final game.
You've only been, like, building the suspense up with this...
Yeah, with this
idle
talk.
Coachella discussion.
But it's going to be about science.
It's going to
head
to business.
We'll tell you how that game's going to run. You're tuned into UCAradio.com. I'm continuing with the Earth Day-themed songs. This is one that I didn't know was Earth Day-themed. It's called Monkey Gone to Heaven by Pixies on UCAradio.com. Welcome back. You are tuned into UCLAradio.com.
It's game time.
It's game time. That is absolutely correct, contestant.
I love the Pixies. It's
that
a great song.
That is absolutely Correct.
That was a good one.
My name is Melissa.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Zach. I'm the contestant.
Contestant. And we are the hosts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you are the parasite.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't think so.
You say a lot, don't
I
you?
I took it from Ian.
Oh. He does
every
say
day.
That a lot.
He hums every day.
Ian was our contestant last week. He did win.
Did he win or lose?
He did win.
Oh, man,
he failed miserably on the mythology section.
Yeah.
Mythology.
But
I think I would fail at that, too.
That's okay. We have something that we don't think you'll fail at. This is a segment we call She Blinded Me With Science. If you are familiar with the Thomas Dolby song, which you all should be, are you familiar, Zach?
Of course.
Of course. It's a fantastic song. So how this is going to work is I'm going to sing you four like stanzas of the
right.
song.
Lines.
And then I'm going to say, she blinded me with science. And you have to respond with, she blinded me with, and then your answer. The clues will give you a certain type of science or theory in science.
So it's a science-related word.
Yes.
That I'm going to be blinded with.
You are going to be so blinded.
Okay.
And our current score is
1-1. We have won a game, and you have won a game.
Actually, you lost, so we get that point.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
So you have to win this round in order to win your prize.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
I'm so down.
Are you ready to hear me sing?
Yes.
All right. This is She Blinded Me With Science. This is the first question.
She's studying my history, checking out phylogenies. Her best friend's name is Darwin. A monkey is her next of kin.
What?
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with biology.
That is... Will we accept that? Come on, phylogenies, Darwin.
She blinded me with evolution?
That is correct.
Okay.
You have to say it in a
crouchy voice. I thought it was supposed to be...
She blinded me with evolution.
I thought it was supposed to be like a type of science.
It can be a type of science, or it could be a theory of science. Okay?
Okay, got it.
So I'll give you that one.
I had to be an Augie, but okay.
I'll give you a little nudge on that one. Are you ready for the next one?
Of course.
Okay, this is going to be great.
Something's happening in the dryer. Trifold electric energy. Her hands remind me of live wires. It's shocking when she touches me. She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with electricity.
What kind of electricity?
Static electricity.
That is correct. Static electricity.
I gotta admit, I've never heard the song. I don't know what like the old man's voice is supposed to sound like.
You have heard this song.
I have twice now, but I don't remember like...
That was perfect.
Yeah, what you just said was pretty
good. Blinded me. Okay, like that.
Whatever you want, you
got
can
it,
change.
Got it, I'll do that.
All right, next question.
2-0. Look at this.
Genetics is her hobby. Her lab-made children make me all amazed. They're identical copies, right down to their DNA. She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with genetics.
That is not the answer you're looking for. It is cloning. She blinded
That's genetics.
Me with cloning.
Fine.
You know what?
It's supposed to rhyme, right? That's why I'm screwing up.
It's not supposed to rhyme.
It's not supposed to rhyme?
Did it rhyme?
It doesn't rhyme.
It didn't rhyme.
Okay.
Sorry. But you got one.
I got it wrong.
You got to get one more right, and then you pretty much got it.
Yeah, you got... You're like...
I can do it.
You can do it. There's two more questions left.
I got...
This is the next...
Just to get one of these.
Yeah, but we're going to do both of them, because I spent a long time right
now. She puts my world in motion, riding the asthenosphere, forming mountains and the oceans. It's why Pangaea is no longer here. She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with geological drift.
I'm going to give you that one.
Yeah.
Plate tectonics is what the real answer is. But
tectonic drift, yeah.
It's the idea.
I understand.
Okay, it's either plate tectonics or continental drift, okay? But
geological drift?
Geological drift?
I don't know
I don't even know
if that's a thing.
I don't think it is.
Okay, tectonic drift.
But I'll give you that. And I'm going to just play this last one for you.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Let's do a...
She's mixing up some substances, checking out their reactions. She causes small explosions.
She balances reactions. She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with chemistry.
That is correct.
Just like to point out, you rhymed reactions with reactions.
I know.
That was some Lil B business.
That means you are our winner.
Yeah.
Do you want to pull out our
present? He's our overall winner, so that's why they're cheering children twice.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I'm the overall winner? I won it all.
You did it.
Oh, I did it.
The children are so happy.
God, those kids, they're great kids. Good job, kids.
We have a prize for you, and I asked you.
What is it?
Okay, so it's Earth Day.
What's the prize?
So included in your prize is this reusable bag.
Ooh.
But I know that you are a fan of fruit.
Oh, I like fruit.
Do you like fruit? I got you straw fruit.
Yeah!
And there are apples in here, too.
I love strawberries.
So you got a little fruit bag
for
you.
Man, this is the best gift ever because I'm so hungry. I'm going to eat all these.
Smells so good. Wash them first.
Yeah, I'd probably wash those.
Speaking of science, genetically modified products right here for you.
I don't think they're genetically modified products as much as they are.
They might be GMO.
Pesticide-y.
You know what?
Yeah,
selectively bred, maybe, if you count that as genetically modified.
I just think it's funny how people will, like, wash their apples before they eat them because they don't want to eat the pesticide. And then they'll go
There's
and drink, like,
it, isn't it?
12 shots of whiskey that night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Selective blindness.
Well, Zach, it was a pleasure to have you on our show.
It was great being on Game Time.
Thank you for winning. Otherwise, we would have eaten all the gifts for you.
All the fruit. Straw fruit.
All the straw fruit.
Apple fruit.
All right. We are Game Time. We are 4 to 5 on Mondays on UCLAradio.com. I'm going to play one last song for you. This is The World Come On by the Dandy Warhols, following our Earth Day themed. Say goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Bye.